With comprehensive live team coverage, Northeast Florida Representative John Rutherford is going to be headed back to Washington, and I anticipate getting a briefing early this week. What do you know so far about that briefing, and who might be briefing lawmakers this week?
Good morning, Rich. I suspect that it will be the DOW leadership that will give us an update on the efforts in Iran. You know, first I want to say our condolences and prayers go out to those families of those men in uniform that we recently lost.
Obviously, a number of developments are happening in real time, so there will be many questions. But what are your biggest questions that you hope to get some clarity on? And do you believe the U.S. mission right now, Congressman, is clear?
Yes. I think it's very clear, Rich, and I think President Trump has made a very clear case for why this is important to the safety of America and Americans all across the globe. Listen, for 47 years, Iran has used their proxies to wreak havoc across the globe, not only in the Middle East, but elsewhere. And the fact that Iran, over the years, I think we have successfully isolated them, knowing that they were working on this nuclear program, knowing that they were working on the ballistic missile program that would soon be intercontinental ballistic. One of the things that I heard over a year ago when I traveled to the Middle East, went to Qatar, went to Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, Israel, every one of those Arab countries were encouraging us to take Iran out. They could not be allowed to get these nuclear weapons, in which we did earlier, but they were also fearful of these ballistic missile development going on. And so it was important not just to protect Americans stationed abroad, but also to protect the people of Iran. Listen, they've killed tens of thousands of their own people in just the last few months. And so earlier we were successful in isolating Iran. And as you see, they've actually fired upon their own quote, allies, Dubai, Iraq, Bahrain, you know, you can go down the list. And that shows how isolated Iran is. And so I think what will happen going forward, Rich, that's going to be important is for the Iranian people to now step up and create the government that they want to have, and under the peace that President Trump has now provided or is about to provide.
What role, if any, do you think the Congress should have? Obviously, at this point, it would be after the fact for the initial launch, but should there be, and what is the role of Congress going forward on this military campaign?
Look, I think our role is to stand solidly with the president. Look, I don't think we have created a situation that is not going to be successful. If you look at the success of the military operation, it's truly been amazing.
Representative John Rutherford, as you're going to be headed back to Washington, get the briefings early this week. We'll stay in close contact with you and your office over the coming days as this is a rapidly unfolding situation.